This is the Pacifica Affiliate Task Force meeting on August the 1st. And so we are calling this to order, although we're going to wait just a few moments here. We do have a guest from Puerto Rico who we're going to be hearing from in just a moment. So I would like to wait for Teresa to get back on. So did everyone see the agenda?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Are there any objections, any changes you'd like to make to the agenda?
No.
No. Okay.
Heather, could you explain to Robert real briefly who we are so he knows what this group is that he's talking to?
Oh, yeah, Robert, sorry. I was thinking you might have known this, but that was, you know, crazy assumption, but there are a number of committees and task forces that the Pacifica Board, the National Pacifica Board, has. And this is one of them. This is the Affiliate Task Force. And so we are a task force that doesn't necessarily represent all the affiliates, but we're working with the affiliates. There are a number of affiliated stations. I think there are about 160 affiliated stations. I'm sorry, about 180 affiliated stations around the country that take various Pacifica programs. And we're always so thrilled to hear about and talk with new affiliates to Pacifica. So we have a monthly meeting, and so we're involved in various things that we're... One is a newsletter we're working on. We would love to write a press release about your new station. We are exploring any number of things. One of the things we're also working on right now is a survey of the various affiliate stations. So that's just a couple of the things that we're doing. There's a lot of stuff that's happening. We do have, I don't know if Ursula, have you talked with him about our website by any chance?
No, I really haven't had a chance to yet.
Okay. So anyway, we look forward to talking with you now and in the future and establishing a relationship with you in the long term to share information about what other affiliated stations are doing and so forth. So I don't know if that makes sense. If you have some questions of me or some of us on the phone, we'd love to hear that as well.
Heather, why don't you say who you are?
And my name is Heather Gray. I am on the Pacifica National Board. I am an affiliate director. The board has two affiliate representatives, and I'm one of them. I'm with a radio station in Atlanta, Georgia. We went on the air in 1973, and actually we were also fashioned after a Pacifica station, WBAI, in New York. So, and I must tell you that it's not been easy having this progressive radio station in a very conservative part of the United States, but we've managed to stay on the air all these many years, so we're real proud of that. So that's who I am. But, you know, maybe other people could say who they are as well, Ursula. So, Dina, you're from New York. Why don't you talk a little bit about who you are and what your involvement is with the affiliate?
Well, the only thing I would add to what Heather said is that the affiliates on the task force are comprised of the five sister stations that make up Pacifica Foundation, in addition to the affiliate stations around the country. And so there are representatives from each of the five stations. We may not all be on the phone tonight, but they come from New York, Washington, D.C., Houston, Texas, L.A., California, and Berkeley, California. And those are the five sister stations, and there are representatives from each of them, and they can self-identify which stations they're from. I'm from New York City. I was a producer on WBAI for 12 years, and I've been on the affiliate task force from the beginning of its latest reincarnation, which really I started to redevelop in the year 2000, 2001. And we at the time hired Ursula to help us do a survey of affiliate stations that had once comprised Pacifica. And from that, there were 13 stations left, and we renegotiated how we would cooperate together and yet allow each affiliate station to retain its own uniqueness and its own identity. And in doing that, we began to rebuild the affiliate network, and today it is about almost double the size that it ever was prior to the year 2000. And that's my history. Sean, why don't you take it?
I'm Sean Rhodes from WBAI in New York. I have a show that airs alternating weekends titled The Midnight Ravers, a mixture of various types of music and historical soundbites and social commentary. And my connection with the affiliates, I'm not involved as long as Dina has been. I believe I came on board on either 2003 or 2004, when the first, local station board elections were held. So that's my story.
Thanks, Sean. Angina, why don't you tell us about you?
Yes, hi. I'm with KPFK, a sister station in Los Angeles. And I produce a show here called The Scholar Circle, which airs on some affiliate stations also. And I guess I've been with the task force less than a year. I think about a history, by the way. I didn't realize this task force goes back to 2000. I think that's about it. I'm a board member here.
Thank you so much. So who else do we have on?
Steve Bride.
Hi, Teresa here.
Hi, Teresa. Why don't you tell us about you? We have our guest from Puerto Rico on, so we're just telling him about some of us on the task force.
We're introducing ourselves?
Yes.
Well, my name is Teresa Allen, and I am very enthused about affiliates because I figure we either hang together or we hang separately. I'm so excited to have you on the call. I tried to get Benito Diaz from D.C. on the call, and I don't seem to be having much luck. And I think that his mother was from Puerto Rico, so he would have been thrilled, I think, to hear this. So maybe he can hear it on the stream afterwards. Anyway, I'm just excited to have you on the phone and eager to hear all about your station.
All right, thank you. So who else is on?
Where are you from, Teresa?
I'm from Houston, Texas.
Thank you.
And I have visited a lot of affiliate stations. In fact, I was just thrilled the other day to have someone come to my church and said he was from Ames, and he's an active volunteer at KHOI in Ames, Iowa, and he was just thrilled to meet me. I mean, here's somebody. I mean, it's a small world, but everywhere I go, I talk radio, and so I meet a lot of interesting people that way.
Thank you. So who else do we have on who has introduced themselves?
This is Pride from Los Angeles.
Hi. So tell us about you. Or just introduce yourselves to our guest reporter.
I produce a show on KPFK 90.7 every Monday night. It's called IMRU Radio. We've been on since 1974. I've been producing the show since the mid-90s. And this is my first year on the station board.
All right, thank
Welcome.
You. So do we have
this
anyone
is John,
else?
This is John from WBAI.
Hi, John.
Hi. I've been on the affiliate task force for a couple of years and on the local station board for, I guess this will be my third year. Longtime listener to Pacifica, particularly BAI, since the 70s. and think that the affiliate program is one of the best things that Pacifica has.
Nice. So did we miss anyone? All right. We might have some other people coming on, but...
This is John. My phone may... I see my battery is getting weak, so I may have to drop off a while, but come back.
Okay. Thank you.
Serene.
Hi, Serene. Hi, Serene. Welcome.
Thanks.
So, Ursula, Serene, tell us who you are. We're introducing ourselves to our guest from Puerto Rico.
Hola. Me llamo Serena. Serene Roberts, WBAI, New York. I've been on the LSB before staff. I'm now on as a listener, and I agree with John that the affiliates program and the need to strengthen and expand the program should be one of our priorities.
All right, thank you. So, Ursula, I was wondering if you would please introduce our guest.
Okay. Well, this is Robert from Puerto Rico, and sorry, Robert, I got caught off guard. Your last name is Rabin or Robin?
It's Rabin, R-A-B-I-N.
Robert Rabin, and he is with WVQR, which is a new community radio station that just went on the air, I think, this past month. And WVQR is part of the what we call the 2007 generation. They're the stations that applied for radio frequencies when the FCC opened up its filing window in 2007, allowing for this whole new generation of stations. And we've all been, you know, WVQR went through a lot of struggles to get where they are today. A lot of people have been pulling for them all over the country. And we're so pleased that they made their deadline. They got on the air, and so they now have their license to broadcast. And they affiliated with us in this past week, just about 3 days ago, 2 days ago. So we're real excited that they chose to join us as well as you know, get on the air. From what I understand, they're located in a breathtaking location in a museum and on top of a cliff. Historical location, and those of you who are in New York in particular are already very familiar with Vieques because WI, excuse me, has had a long relationship with the struggle in Vieques, and Robert and WVKR are many of the people who were responsible for finally resolving the issue with the U.S. Navy and the bombing that was happening. For those of you who don't know, Vieques was used as a testing ground for many years by the U.S. Navy. So they kind of got the crap bombed out of themselves, and they finally stopped the situation, and which is great because it's an absolutely gorgeous island. So with that, Robert, why don't you tell us the rest of the story?
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody. It's thank you for the invitation, Ursula. And sorry. Are we?
No problem.
Okay. Continue. Thank you for the invitation. And just, you know, I'm originally from the Boston area. I've been here in Vieques for the last for 33 years, and together with my wife Nilda and about a dozen other local activists here in Vieques in the 80s, we set up the Committee for the Rescue and Development of Vieques. And in the 90s, 99 to 2003, in this intense period of struggle to stop U.S. Navy bombing, the Committee for the Rescue and Development of Vieques was the principal grassroots organization leading that struggle. And we began to do some radio as part of the movement, and once we stopped the bombing in 2003, we began to use a weekly radio show that we transmitted remotely from Vieques as a vehicle to work on the issue, the post-bombing issues of the cleanup, the environmental cleanup, social and economic sustainable development, health issues, and the movement to get the land, the ex-Navy land, back into the hands of the community. And in 2007, applied for this FCC license. We, 2010, got the license and had a June 30th, 2003, 2013 deadline that we met with an intense amount of solidarity and support from a lot of people in Vieques, in Puerto Rico, in the diaspora, in the U.S., and also some really important people from the community radio community in the United States, people like Michael Brown and Tom Borges and Donna DiBianco, among others, people at Prometheus and Common Frequency and other entities that have been helping us. Michael and Tom were here in June helping to actually set up, you know, the antenna transmitter, our studio. Donna just finished up doing some workshops here to get us administratively prepared. And we just this week got our final transmission license. We've been broadcasting 24/7 for about 2.5 weeks in a transmission test with a lot of music, local music, a lot of music related to the movement of Vieques and messages, recorded messages by children from Vieques, women from Vieques, and others about the station, identifying the station. And now we're about to go live probably toward the end of this month of August. So our first affiliation, important affiliation right now, is with Pacific Radio, although we certainly have had important help and support from the NFCB and the Latino Public Radio Consortium. Ileana Rivera Santa has really been our madrina, our sort of fairy godmother, and Flo Hernandez has been very extremely helpful in this process. So we've had a lot of support, and again, our radio station, Radio Vieques 90.1 FM, is a station that grows out of a really intense community struggle to stop the bombing, to a struggle that we described as a struggle for peace and justice on Vieques, and now we hope, we know that Radio Vieques will be an important tool in the push for good community development and to work with our, you know, children and youth, women and older people, generally, you know, the people who are not represented, the kind of stuff that you guys all do. And so it's an honor to be part of Pacifica and continue that tradition of good progressive grassroots radio. We have been, over the years, we participated in many programs at BAI in a very consistent show of solidarity. BAI has been with us constantly for many years, helping to get the word out about the Vieques struggle. Also people at WORT and at KPFA, is that the right letters, in California. So we've had a lot of really great contacts with Pacifica, and now obviously this has moved up to a different level as an affiliate. So we're also really excited to be part of the Pacifica family, and you know, just glad to share our experiences and learn from you all.
Thank you so much. Ursula, are you going to host the rest of this to ask for questions or whatever? Would you do that?
Sure. Yeah, no problem.
Okay, Robert, thank you. Ursula, you want to do that?
No, go ahead, Ruth. I mean, Ruth, Heather, unless you need to step out. I would just suggest that folks just ask questions and what they want to know, right?
Yeah, so does anybody have questions of Robert?
Dina
and Serene. Dina and then Serene. Dina, go ahead.
I'm interested in knowing about the environmental cleanup, because I know that and some of it's permanent from my understanding as well. Can you tell us more about it?
Sure. The Navy bombed Vieques for over half a century. from jets, ships, tanks, bazookas, mortars, experimented with new weapon systems, rented vehicles out to American corporations to test weapon systems, invited NATO and other allies to come and bomb Vieques. So the military presence, military activity created an environmental disaster, difficult to believe. If you don't see it, there are the eastern end of Vieques where the bombing. Vieques is about 20 miles long, 4.5 miles wide. It's about 33,000 acres of area. And of that, the Navy took over about 26,000 acres during the 1940s. And controlled that right up until 2003. And actually, the federal government continues to control most of that amount of land. But the eastern end was the bombing range, and the a significant section of the eastern end, about 2,000 acres, is a lunar landscape. There are still thousands and thousands of unexploded bombs in the beaches and the mangrove lagoons and the water amongst the coral reef. The bombing took place on the eastern end, and because the easterlies are the breezes, the constant winds here, the trade winds go from east to west, and the community of Vieques, the people, the approximately 10,000 people on Vieques live about 6 miles exactly downwind from the bombing range. So we had, you know, half a century of consistent, low level maybe, but consistent amounts of heavy metals and other contamination in people's living areas and in the food chain and the water system, etc. So Vieques has, according to the Puerto Rican government's health department, about a 30% higher cancer case rate than all of the rest of Puerto Rico. Now, Vieques is a, you know, as a result of the success of this intense struggle, Vieques has become one of the, if not the largest, one of the largest Superfund sites in U.S. history. The federal government has spent over the past 10 years somewhere around $200 or $250 million so far, and they're just scratching the surface. So we have serious questions about the methodology. They've done, over these past 10 years, a lot of open detonation of bombs. They have controlled the money and the determination. The decision-making process is controlled by the Navy and a few large-scale U.S. corporations. And we have been demanding consistently, you know, the technology transfer, that they use detonation chambers so that the bombs would be exploded inside a chamber that would not allow, you know, the more exposition into the environment of contamination. So they're, you know, they have spent money, they have cleaned up, they've done a lot of the surface cleaning, you know, they, again, just basically picking up the scrap, but they have not really begun to do any of the decontamination, removal of soil. Have not begun to work on the thousands and thousands of bombs and other military trash and remnants that are in the water. It's a long-term project that has, you know, also has long-term health and other environmental impact.
Thank you, Robert. Robert, this is Ursula. Is the radio station planning to perform some sort of any sort of watchdog function in terms of monitoring what's happening with the environment?
Well, at this point, we want to, you know, we're beginning to create our programming, and while we are certainly, you know, focused on these issues of environment and economy, and again dealing with the post-bombing healing and reconstruction of Vieques, we want to also work on, you know, all aspects of Vieques' social health, and that includes, you know, working with kids, working with the schools, working with the arts, with culture, with sports. But certainly, you know, I wouldn't go as far as to say that, you know, Radio Vieques will be a watchdog entity for the cleanup process, but we certainly hope that we will have programs dedicated to the issue, and that those programs and those people developing those programs will be working as watchdogs for, you know, on this issue, because these are, again, the station grew out of that struggle. We certainly respond to that struggle. And we want to also be clear that this is a, you know, the station will encompass all aspects of Vieques' life.
Thank you. We have Serene. Serene, go ahead.
And John,
my background's a little noisy right now, so can you go to someone else? Thanks.
John?
Yes,
who's it? John who?
Brinkley from BAI.
Yes, John, go right ahead, sorry.
Okay. I was wondering, I know you're coming in the embryo stage of developing programming, but this discussion around statehood, how do you think you want to handle something like that, through debates or what? How would you be covering that discussion?
Yeah, I mean, the political issues, like all political issues, we would hope to be, as responsible and efficient as possible. I would suggest that, you know, among the board of directors, there is probably a variety of positions in relation to the political status issue of Puerto Rico. But, there will be certainly the topics, the political topics will be part of our discussions on Radio Vieques programming. But we, you know, will not take a position that Radio Vieques is in favor of statehood, for instance, or independence or the status quo. I mean, many of us, including myself, are, you know, longtime activists of the independence movement of Puerto Rico. But because the radio station is a community radio station, the community has a diversity of thought, we want to allow that to happen in the best possible way.
Hi, I just wanted. This is Katia. I'm sorry for joining late. My stepson had a camp event tonight.
No, thank you for joining us. Thank you. This is Katia from WPFW in Washington, D.C. Katia, we've been listening to Robert from Vieques. He's been talking. He's a new affiliate, actually, to Pacifica. So, but we have Serene. Are you ready to ask your question?
I am. Thanks.
Go ahead.
My background has been noisy for a while, so I think I did not quite understand what you said when you said you've been that you'll be going live in about a month. So what is your current status?
Yes, we have been for about 3 weeks ago. At the beginning of July, we began we had test authority. So we have been for about 3 weeks now in a we've been transmitting 24/7 a transmission test. So we've had a loop of music, and we've been adding to it and changing it and also putting in messages from the community, identifying the station and getting people ready. And we are now preparing, hopefully next week, begin to insert some external programming. And we are preparing our teams of people now, programmers, to begin live programming on the last week of this month of August.
Oh, and what is your range? Can they pick you up on the Virgin Islands as well, or?
Our antenna is a directional antenna, and it's coming from Culebra. We are on the island of Vieques. Vieques is an island municipality of Puerto Rico, about 8 miles southeast of the main island of Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. And Culebra is another sister island, slightly smaller than Vieques, and just a bit northeast of Vieques. But our antenna is on Culebra. We send our signal from Vieques to Culebra with an STL system, with, you know, microwave. And the direction of the antenna is toward the rest of Puerto Rico, not toward the Virgin Islands. There's a little bit of people have let us, you know, people have told us we've been they've picked up Radio Vieques in parts of St. Thomas and some sections of St. Croix, but generally not. The project was developed as a regional project to cover Vieques and the other island municipality of Culebra, and also a couple of other towns on the close to Vieques and Culebra on the main island of Puerto Rico, right across the bays that separate us from the main island, the towns of Ceiba and Naguabo, where the large U.S. naval station Roosevelt Roads was located, also for about half a century. Because Vieques, Culebra, Ceiba, and Nagua were the four communities most affected by military activity and that are now, so now share this process of struggle and now the process of healing and redevelopment and reconstruction. However, our signal has been, it was so strong that it covers, instead of about a 70,000 people population that we initially calculated, I have a feeling we're going to cover a zone that has a population of close to 500,000 people.
Wow.
Yeah, we've been getting phone calls from towns into the metropolitan San Juan area, throughout the eastern part of Puerto Rico, into the mountain areas of Calle, Ay Bonito, Caguas, Las Piedras, Humacao. So it's a big zone of Puerto Rico, much bigger than what we originally planned for, much bigger than what our Langley Rights map initially showed us. So we had a great, really great team of engineers who did a really wonderful job.
Great. Great. Thank you. I have more questions, but I'll let others go.
Teresa for the stack.
Yes, Teresa, go ahead.
Okay. Forgive me, Robert, if I'm repeating anything because I've been trying to catch up on minutes while you've been talking. So let me ask what you intend to be the mix of music, arts, and culture versus news and public affairs. And also, do you intend to have interns and student input? And third question, what is your approach to make this station truly a community radio station?
We're working on the mix right now, but we're planning right now to begin with a Monday through Friday community discussion program from 7 to 9 in the morning. That'll be repeated again in the late afternoon, early. And in between that, there'll be, with our plan right now is to have some international world music, some Caribbean Latin American music, some very specific Puerto Rican music, and we want to give focus and space, particularly to independent and local artists from the eastern region of Puerto Rico in terms of music. We have some really good producers from the University of Puerto Rico radio station helping us with some of this planning. We would like to have as news right now things like the Pacifica Radio America's program and also Democracy Now! In Spanish. We do want to have some English language programming for some of the English language people here. In terms of school kids and students and interns, we have been working closely with several university campuses in Puerto Rico that include that in which Vieques University students participate, particularly communications programs at the University of Puerto Rico in Humacao, which is a close by station, and the Inter-American University in Fajardo, as well as the Sacred Heart University and the University of Puerto Rico. So we would hope that Radio Vieques will be a laboratory, in a sense, for some of the students to work in and also, obviously, to have them here as interns. We also have a very close working relationship with schools in Vieques, elementary, middle school, and high school. And we're hoping as soon as this semester begins, which is actually beginning next week, there's several teachers committed to helping create sort of radio groups or radio clubs in each school to make sure we have radio, young people doing programming in the following semester. We're hoping that this first phase of programming that will begin at the end of this month will be a first phase of approximately 4 months to give people time to learn how to do the programming. We're working on carrying out a series of workshops and training seminars to get people to work on skills, and we're all sort of learning radio at the same time here. So we do have a good close relationship with schools and also with different community organizations or a series of grassroots community organizations, some related to the issues like our Committee for the Rescue and Development of Asia, of Vieques, and others related to the continuing problems that stem from, the Navy presence and the aftermath of Navy contamination. But there's also you know, several sports groups that we've put out calls to the, you know, the judo clubs. We've got some really good the judo clubs here, two judo clubs that have had some, you know, championship young people in judo competitions. You know, the Humane Society here, there's a conservation society. So in that sense, we hope to bring in as many people from community organizations and different sectors of the community as possible, and also municipal governments. We have the endorsement of the municipal governments of the region, so we hope that Radio Vieques will provide a space as well for dissemination of important information from, you know, governmental agencies that, that might be helpful for people here. I don't know if I answered all the questions.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Are there other questions, Robert? Anyone else?
I'll come on after Serene. Serene had another question.
Oh, Serene has another question. Serene, you have another question?
I did. I was wondering, most specific affiliates are non-commercial. I'm wondering what your funding stream is.
Did you hear that, Robert?
No, I lost that at the end.
I think she's asking about your funding stream. Is that right, Serene? How are you intending on
raising money?
Staying on the air.
Right. Getting on the, well, you know, we believe in miracles in Vieques. Well, you know, people said that. People said that, you know, the Navy would never leave. You, this community will never get the Navy out. This small community of Vieques, with the support and solidarity of the rest of the Puerto Rican nation and people who believe in peace and justice in many parts of the world, without firing a single shot, defeated the most powerful military force in the history of humanity. So this is a very special community with very sort of magical capabilities. But on a more concrete level, we are working with a lot of organizations. We just last week carried out a radio marathon with the Puerto Rican Bar Association and had a five-hour sort of marathon of incredible music by many of Puerto Rico's most wonderful singer-songwriters who are part of our solidarity team. Well, we picked up about $10,000 in that, and over the past 6 months, we also carried out a cybernetic art auction. Over 30 Puerto Rican artists donated works of art, and again, about another $10,000 came in from that. And, you know, I mean, we will do, obviously, we're now going to begin underwriting now that we have our license that just came in two nights ago. We actually got our final license, so we are freed up to begin doing underwriting. We are hoping to also enter into negotiations with several Puerto Rican governmental agencies and do a lot of legwork, you know, a lot of from T-shirt selling and others. And, you know, we've got some people to help volunteer to do some grant writing, etc. So, and you know, we also hope to learn from you all. I mean, I know that many of your stations that have been on the air for a long time are there because you all have created, you know, great strategies of fundraising. So we need to learn about that. But certainly we are concerned. This is a lot of money. We came up with about $100,000 this year just to buy the equipment and get on the air. And we're probably going to have a close to $100,000 a year, need just to pay our, basic costs. So, We've got to come up with a lot of money. I have no doubt that this community is capable of doing that. We have a very good network of solidarity throughout Puerto Rico with labor groups, cooperative groups, some ecumenical entities. And again, we have good support from Puerto Rican artists of all types, as well as some key entities and people in the diaspora in New York and Chicago and Boston and Philadelphia, etc.
Thank you so much, Robert. I think a lot of us are going to want to learn from you, actually. So, but so does anybody have any other questions or comments? All right. Well, Robert, we want to thank you. I just want to tell you we are thrilled, actually, that you are now an affiliate of Pacifica, and we're looking forward to having ongoing communication with you. And we want to thank you so much for sharing all this with us. And I know that I'm speaking for everyone on the call tonight. Ursula, do you have anything else you'd like to say?
Robert, do you have any questions you want to ask us before you leave?
Oh, that's a good question.
I don't want to take up any more time. I know you guys have a lot of, I'm sure you have an agenda, big agenda. And I just want to thank you again for allowing us to share.
This is Teresa. Teresa, can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
Please, go ahead.
Robert, you are not taking up our time to ask us questions because we're all in this together. So if you do have any questions, feel free to ask us. And I also wanted to know, is your website up?
We've got a website. We do have a website up. It's radiovieques.net. We've got a website up. It's just at the beginning. We're trying to find a good webmaster to work on that here. But we do have a web page up, and we also have a Facebook page. Also, it's Radio Vieques. Radio Vieques PR, actually, is the Facebook page. And so you can find lots of good pictures on the Facebook page. And it's on our website where people can donate, and there is some other information as well. So we're beginning to develop that, and we've done a lot of work on the. We have some good people helping us with social media.
So that's RADIO V like in victory IEJES dot.
No, it's QUES. VIEQUES, Vieques.
Sorry.
Okay, problem.
And your call letters are V like in Vieques, QR.
Correct.
Okay, great.
All right, so...
Robert, what is the Q for?
What's that?
The Q is for Vieques?
You know, when we were looking for the, we really would have loved to have, something with PAZ, with POP, PEAS or VQS would be more for Vieques. But when we were in the search for the call letters, that was as close as we could get. And Michael Brown actually did that, running around for us to get those letters. So it was as close as we could get to Vieques Radio, WEQR.
Yeah,
Vieques and. Right, that's it.
That's not bad.
No. But Q can be whatever it could be for Queen. There are lots of things that Q can be for, so you guys can... But we'll say it's for Vieques.
I have one last quick question. Robert, are you going to be on the Internet also? Do you have Internet feed?
Yes, we are working. We actually did stream this 20 July, what was that? What do you call that? We had the radio marathon. I'm sorry. We had the 20 July radio marathon. We did stream that, and it was with the stream guys. We actually had a stream, with music and visuals. We had this incredible team of people from Puerto Rico who brought in, this incredible, wonderful equipment to have, three cameras. And they filmed this five-hour wonderful activity that we are now going to use later on. It's going to be edited into a two-hour, via big screen presentation that we can do here in Vieques and other places. We hope to be streaming. We're contracting with Stream Guys. My guess is that tomorrow we're going to be talking to them again. And we're also in the process of dealing with licensing, which is something we're trying to get. A good licensing project, and we're looking into something called the Northwestern College deal through Sound Exchange, and we're prodding through these and plodding through these issues, trying to learn as we make the phone calls, and we have good tutors because it's Ileana Rivera Santa and Donna DiBianco are helping us understand the different possibilities. So, but we do, those are some of the issues. Streaming, getting our licenses all set up, and then beginning to, you know, bring in some of the external content from Pacifica and other places.
Great.
All right. Thanks so much. Robert, we thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Okay. Well, thank you again.
We look forward to you coming back again and talking with us and giving us an update on what's happening there in Puerto Rico. So
great.
Thank
Wonderful. You.
All right.
Thank you all. Have a good meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take
thank
care,
you.
Mel. Thanks. All right. That was wonderful. I don't know how we're going to proceed. I know it's late. But we do have an agenda, and one of the things we had on the agenda was actually a report from Ursula. So, Ursula, I was wondering, do you have anything you'd like to report to us?
Teresa, I do want to ask a question.
Yeah,
two questions. Did we take roll call? Did we take roll?
No, you're thank you. You're the secretary. You might as well go. We did hear from people earlier, so I just naturally assumed we had done that.
I just want to confirm. I'm going to read the list to see who is on the call. Chandra Hoffman?
Okay.
No, not hearing from Chandra. Cynthia Johnson? No answer. John Crumshow? No answer. And Kina Antaram?
Here.
Thank you. Steve Pride? I didn't hear Steve, but I heard him earlier. I'm going to mark
I heard him
present.
Earlier also.
All right. Teresa Allen is present. Leanna Lopez? No response. Leo Gold? No response. Jessica Apollinar? No response. Carolyn Burden? No response. Serene Roberts?
Present.
Thank you. Thank you, Serene. Sean Rhodes?
I'm here.
Thank you, Sean. John Brinkley?
Present.
Thank you, John. Katia Stitt?
Present.
Thank you, Katia. Janice Lane Ewart? No response. Heather Gray?
Here.
Thank you. Dina Colbert?
Here.
Ursula Rudenberg?
Here.
Thank you. Bobby Tyron? Triumph? No response. Okay. And then we had Robert Rabin, R-A-B-I-N. Is there anyone else who's on the call whose name I did not call? All right. And I think then what I see from the agenda, Madam Chair, is we need to approve the minutes from last from June, from the last meeting in June.
Yes,
could I ask for that? Could anyone
yes.
Would anyone like to move that we approve the minutes from June 6th?
If I can, I'd like to move we approve the minutes.
All right. I'll second that. Madam Chair?
Are there any objections to the approval? All right. So moved.
Okay.
The minutes are approved. And thank you for sending them out, Teresa.
No problem.
So I did ask earlier if people had seen the agenda, if there were any objections or any changes they wanted to make an agenda in the agenda, and we didn't have any objections or changes that people wanted to make. I don't know that we'll be able to get through all of this, but we can do the best we can. So we did ask for a report from Ursula. So, Ursula, is there anything you'd like to share with us about some of your recent activities?
Yeah, I'll try and keep it short. We did have three other new affiliates besides WVQR. We have KYAQ in Silas, Oregon, which covers, if I understand correctly, they cover a large part of the coastal part of Oregon. And they are also a the same, the also of the 2007 generation of stations, and they will be on the air by January 2014. So right now they're an internet station and they're broadcasting online, and they're in the process of building the station. Also, just kind of interesting note, the leader of that project is the gentleman who also is the administrator for Free Speech Radio News. So it's kind of, they're in the family, so to speak. And his name is Alan Searle. And he's been an extremely supportive member of the Pacifica Network. And then we have WPPJ, which is also an internet radio station at, I have a typo. I think I'm correct in saying it's Point Park University, which is in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And they're also an internet station. It's a mixed format college station. And then we have, the last one that affiliated since our last meeting is KXCR, which is in Florence, Oregon. And they also are the 2007 generation. They will be on the air in October 2013. So it's not clear to me whether they are an internet station or not, but they are preparing to go on the air and affiliated in preparation of that.
I have a question. The internet station in Point Park University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Did you say that's WP like in Paul, P like in Paul, K?
J as in Jack. WPPJ as in Jack.
J. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And I'll send you that information after the meeting, Teresa, so you
All right, thank you.
So the other thing that I think I just wanted to give you a brief update. The last time we spoke, I described a little bit the various projects that we're working on to prepare for the portal. And just to review briefly what's happening, the card donation program that Teresa helped to initiate is moving along. We've reached out, I think approximately 15 to 16 stations have expressed interest in joining the program and are in the process of going through the, you know, the contractual process with the car donation service, which always takes a little while. So we'll see at the end of next month how many of them have completed that process. We did speak with KPFK and WPFW, who are the two stations that are not part of this particular project, and they agreed to join the project, which is huge for the project because obviously these are areas with a lot of cars. I think KPFK is having some issues with contracts because they had a former agreement with somebody, and I'm not sure what it is, but I need to find out. Unfortunately, I missed yesterday's staff meeting, so I didn't find out what the issue was. And so I will be speaking with them during the week. But in spirit, at least, both of those stations have agreed to join the project. So it's moving along, and our goal is 450 cars donated by the whole network. So as we start to reach that goal, I'll let you know. Very exciting that we're getting that going.
And when we reach those 450, then everyone makes 85%, correct?
Yes, and the stations that already signed up will get that retroactively. So we're moving along in that direction. And then the other project that we were working on was what we're calling the audio portal, which is the listener version of the audio port, which it's a player which will show up on radio stations' websites and offers radio shows that are on audio port and make them accessible to listeners who go online to listen to these shows. And the way programmers get their station or they get their shows in the audio portal is by contacting Chris Ling, who works with me here at the office, and tell them they want their shows to be made available online in the audio portal, and then he sets that up, and then from then on, every time they upload a show into audio port, as they usually do, it will also go into the audio portal and become available to anybody online. And this is moving along really well. Currently, we have about 100 different episodes of shows per week, going up per week. And each program gets about 5 to 7 plays per week. So that amounts to 500 to 700 plays per week coming from Pacifica Network online that are being listened to. And the majority of those currently are coming from PacificaNetwork.org. If you go to PacificaNetwork.org and you look on the right side of the homepage, you'll see the audio portal, and that's where a lot of people right now are listening to the shows, and that's actually a really good kind of proof of the success of the project, because we've demonstrated with our website that the audio portal does increase traffic significantly to the website, and so we are encouraging other affiliates to do this as well, because it'll increase traffic on their websites as well. And so currently there's about 15 programs from AudioPort that are participating in this project, and there's also these come from either radio stations or independent production groups. A good example is Making Contact, which is heavily promoting. They put the audio portal on their website, and every time they upload a new show, they put it on their Twitter. They put it on their Facebook page, and they put out a Twitter feed announcing the program, and they're having considerable success with getting the show promoted that way. So it is growing organically and substantially, and this is really happening because it's so much easier for the producers who participate to simply upload their show to AudioPort and have it go out everywhere automatically than having to run around uploading shows in various locations. So it's to their advantage as well. And really what we're in the process now of doing is alerting affiliates to the potential of this, the benefits of it, and see how many of them want to put it on their websites as well. We're going about this. We probably should do a story for it about it on the main page of the website and in the newsletter, and we're continuing to inform people on Pacifica Announce, which is our listserv that talks to various affiliates to let them know of the benefits of doing this. So that's going along well. In the area of social media, there's a conference call planned for next Wednesday, for stations to talk about how to work more effectively together with social media. And Chris has organized that call, and will lead it. And currently, 26 stations are involved with that. I think 18 of them will be able to be on the call. Of the Pacifica stations, KPFA, KPFT will be there. WBAI is actively interested, but they won't be able to be on the call. The same goes for KPFK. And WPFW, we still have not been able to make contact with them and develop a relationship. So we need to do that.
May I get on the staff? This is Katia, whenever questions are taken.
Sure, go ahead.
Absolutely. Ask your question.
Okay, my question is, who are you dealing with at PFW? Because I've never heard anything about this in any staff meetings or anything. So it's desperately something we want to do more of and want to get involved in, but this is the first I've heard of it. I've heard nothing of it from anyone at the station.
Okay. I can't answer that question because this is kind of what Chris does. And
okay.
I think the best thing to do would be, the most effective thing is if you could write to Chris.
Sure.
And he's Christopher@Pacifica.org.
Okay.
He will be delighted to get your email. He's been trying all sorts of different ways to get through to PFW. And I had just made a note today. I had made a note today to call John Hughes to ask him what to do. But if you would take this on, that would be wonderful, because I'm sure John's got plenty of other things to do. And Chris would be thrilled to hear from WPFW, believe me.
Sure. And it's Christopher@WPFW. Is that what you said?
No.
Christopher@Pacifica.org. Okay. Yeah. I'll write him tonight and just say hello and then get started.
He would love to hear from you. Just a word of warning. He only works Monday through Wednesday, so he may answer you before Monday or he may not, depending on, he's busy planning a music festival right now, so I don't know how much he works on Pacifica. Okay. Thank you so much. I'm thrilled.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Because, you know, chasing people down, as you know, is the hardest thing of
yes.
all. So,
yeah.
The last portion of the portal that, well, there's two more sections that have a little bit less work done on them. The youth radio portal, needs work. It's kind of not been developed too much. It has been built, but we haven't really populated it, and we need to, get people to begin participating in that. I know that Chris wants to work with, Serene, are you still on the call? Yeah, I think she's gone.
I'm here.
Yeah, I don't know if you've gotten emails from Chris, but he's really looking to work with you to work on the portal around prisons. So we're really looking forward to working with you on that and communicating with you about how, you know, what you want involved there.
Okay,
so,
I'll
Yeah, if you would email Christopher, he would be thrilled as well, because I know he really wants to talk to you. And
okay.
Again, that's Christopher at Pacifica.org. And
Teresa
here. Yeah, and he just wants to know, like, you know, who, what, when, you know, what you'd like, how you'd like to have it tailored to your vision. So,
okay. Okay, cool.